Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, October 28, 1817, details of the passage of a hurricane were published in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette. The week prior, on October 21st, to be precise, a strong weather system blew through the Atlantic, which destroyed several sea vessels along the coastline of Barbados and even claimed the lives of two black men. Yet, this island was spared the full force of the hurricane when compared with what was experienced in other colonies, including Martinique, St. Vincent, and particularly St. Lucia. On this day, the news broke that our neighbor St. Lucia had been severely affected by the strong gales and heavy torrents of rain. According to one survivor, the island looked luxurious the day before, but in just 24 hours, the landscape resembled that of a European winter. Around 7 o'clock in the morning, the system reached the island and continued to intensify until about midday. During this time, the winds were merciless and the rain fell relentlessly, even reaching waist levels. Most homes, public buildings, and regimental stores were either left without their roofs or completely destroyed. Almost all of the structures in Mourne Fortune and Pigeon Island were flattened, while almost the entirety of Castries was in ruins. Choppy waves reached unprecedented heights, flooding stores in the coastal town. As for human loss, the death count was notably high. A week later, the total number of deaths was not yet confirmed, as communications were down, but it was noted that practically every plantation had suffered loss of life and injuries. The governor of the island was left fighting for his life, while Major Burdett and his family were three of the victims who died when their home collapsed from the strong winds. In the aftermath, temporary structures were erected by the military to facilitate care for the sick and injured, as well as shelter for the masses. Meanwhile, in Barbados, Governor Lord Combermere jumped into action upon receiving these distressing letters. He immediately ordered that provisions be loaded onto the Duke of York in two shipments and sent from Barbados. This included lumber to reconstruct the military buildings and construct shelter for civilians. This news that aid was being given to St. Lucia after the island was left desolated by a hurricane was highlighted in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette on this day, October 28, 1817.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.